there. And Chase back out to Brennan. As King Cole starts putting some speed. Oh, my. Three-pointer there for Taylor. Couldn't make it, though.
Whoa.
We back out to Robert. Back to Brennan. Back to Chase. Back to Brennan. Trying to drive in there.
Oh, man.
Going to be called for traveling there.
I always feel when I saw San Antonio put pressure on a three-point line, they really cannot let him shoot like that.
So, turnover there by King Cove. Travel.
Yeah, really hurt.
Oh, here comes the right who's going to come down. Back to Dawson. Dawson's going to drive in. Back out to Rowdy. Rowdy's going to go for three. Just like that.
I don't know what
four threes already.
And this kid is
in the second half for Rowdy. So, Brennan, see what he can do. Oh, going to be fouled by on Peter there. Trip. Put his leg in there. So Brennan going to inbound it to Chase. See what they can do. Chase going to go for a long three.
Good.
This is rebound, though. Going to drive in. Nice little bounce pass to Brennan as they fight, and it's going to be a jump ball.
And it's still Sandpoint's ball.
Yep. Sandpoint has the bonus right now on jump. All right. So Ryu's going to bring it down for Sandpoint,
Yeah.
Slowing down a little bit, they are. Both teams. Tyler, they've been playing intense tonight. Back up to Dawson. Back over to Ryu. Back over to Rowdy.
We got a
shoulder hit there with the head of Logan there. And that'll be a foul on Logan. As Rowdy tries to get his shoulder there a little bit back. Back to Rowdy, all the way over to Tyler. Back to Dawson, all the way over to Rowdy. Rowdy's going to drive in. Little pump fake, no good. And over to Chase. Chase is going to bring it down. Over to Brennan. Brennan's going to go for three.
I seen that.
You got another foul.
That's Brennan. You knew it.
Yeah. Well, fouling is starting to heat up here. Both teams have two team fouls.
Yep.
So over to Tyler, back to Ryu. Ryu going to be called travel.
And Rowdy, I mean, not Rowdy, but Rear Ryu just said, my bad. He tapped on the chest. Said,
yep.
My bad.
Yep. My bad, coach. All right, so King Cole's going to we're going to call a timeout.
Yeah, that's
all right,
a timeout.
Let's give us time to thank KSGP for the broadcasting these high school games, basketball games this year, and also for them donating all of the admission fees, too. All the games were free, so we appreciate what KSGP Radio does for the communities within the Aleutians East borough.
So here's how this looks for me. If I'm King Cove right now, we need to start making stops and not let Ryu from, like, heating up so many three-pointers and Peter, too. They really got to limit those three-point shooters like that. And if I'm Sandpoint, just keep feeding the hot hand.
Yep.
They got that hot hand shooter right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
So if I'm them, just let it fly.
Yeah. Let's see. It's going to be King Cole's ball. One of the officiating here, Joe Calver and Charles Mack are the officiating of this game. So, they're bringing in Chase, trying to set something up here. 35-47 with the Eagles up. Chase can try to drive in out to Brennan. Brennan going to drive in for two.
Oh,
no good. Rebounded by Robert there. Logan got it. Back out to Brennan. Brennan going to drive in again. Oh, he lost.
My goodness, there's a lot of... Wow! Like you saw a push like that, bro.
Yeah, that's going to be a foul on Ryu.
Wow!
So that's three team fouls on Sandpoint. So there was some scrapping going on there.
There is some scrapping.
Oh, in the chase. He's being guarded by Tyler heavily. Brennan. Back up Chase. Chase lost it.
Ryu is running all the way.
And he puts it in for two.
Wow. Ryu
read that missed pass there and went coast to coast and put up for two. So 49-35 with the Eagles ahead. Brennan, see what they can do. Logan. Out to Riley. Brennan. Back into Robert. Robert going to put it up. Missed that shot. Riley's got it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to bring it down. Back over to Tyler as they are going to eat some clock up here.
They're going to, they have the lead.
A nice little bounce pass into Peter. That's going to be a foul on Robert.
Peter read that play perfect. Yeah, I just seen that.
It's a little better than Peter to the line for two.
Two shots.
You missed the first one. 49-35 with your Eagles up.
Mm-hmm.
4:03 in this last period. Both teams have three team fouls. See if Peter can make the second shot. And the second shot is good.
Even 50 for your Eagles,
wow.
35 for your T-Jacks.
Man.
All right, Chase is going to come down. Eagles really got to start scoring now.
Riley, back out to Brennan, back over to Logan, back over to Riley.
Whoa!
And almost thrown away by Ryu.
Ryu, that pass.
I just feel like Ryu just was not giving up on a play like that. I get
interrupted that. Came all the way from the other side of the court.
Wow.
But knocked it out of bounds. So the Kinko's ball is Chase is going to dribble it down. Trying to set something up. Almost taken away there. Riley with his three, and there he goes. He has his back three tonight. That was a good one, though. I think that's his second three tonight. He's actually our three-point shooter
right now.
Right now, yep. So,
Rowdy's got it here. They really got
back up to Tyler. Back to Rowdy. I think they're going to eat some clock up here again.
Yep.
Back up to Tyler. Back over to Ryu. Back to Dawson. All the way over to Rowdy. Rowdy going to drive in. And draw the foul again. I think that's going to be on 34 again on Robert. All right, so that's in Rowdy to the line for two. First shot is up. Way short.
Ooh.
One shot left here. See if Roddy can make this one. If he can make this game a little bit bigger. And no good. Rebounded by Brennan. As Dawson goes for it, too. But Brennan with a little more height. Back over to Chase. Chase going to drive in.
Wow.
Thrown away by Tyler.
Thrown
away by Logan.
Back over to Chase. Chase, long three. No good. Rebounded by Peter.
Whoa.
And almost taken away by Logan.
Ooh.
Logan's got some speed, I tell you. That's a
thing.
Tyler shot it now. A little bounce pass, and they could have called it double dribble there. And that'll be a turnover on Sandpoint. Logan is just putting up tremendous speed. Coming out of nowhere and stealing the ball away. So playing some good defense there. So Brennan's got it. Just chilled it out to Riley. Back over to Chase. Back to Brennan. Back into Riley. Back to Chase. Chase going to go for three. No good. Way long.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It happened last night, too. So
yeah, there's something.
He's rubbing his hand there. I don't know what happened there. If he got hit or, he's rubbing his hand there. Okay, Rowdy's got it. All right. Over to Peter. And nice little bounce pass to Dawson. Saved by Riley, though. And so King Cole takes the ball away. 2:04 left in this last period as Brennan works it down. And Brennan tried for a little
2 points, and Robert enters back with two. So 10-point lead for your San Point Eagles. Anything could happen. See what happens here as Tyler's got it now, being heavily guarded over to Dawson, all the way over to Rayu, back to Peter. Peter said he's going to go for three, no good. Rebounded by Brennan. See what King Cove can set up here. They got 1 minute left to make some plays. 1:30. Lots of time. Oh, wild.
Oh, my gosh!
And Robert,
whoa,
puts it up.
Wow.
And Peter goes to the ground there.
Whoa.
And I don't know if he's bleeding. No, he's not bleeding.
Peter was in shock that he just got, there's no foul on that.
Robert come right over the top of him there. Rowdy going to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Played there by Riley as Rowdy tried to pass. And, oh, and the same thing happened this time. Chase missed pass there.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to call a timeout as Brandon,
wow,
wants to regroup his team here and,
whoa,
give him a little break here.
I just saw the whiff of Robbie when he tried to grab the rebound and then put it back up, and Peter got the whiff of the face hit, man.
We'll see what happens here. We're King Cove down by 8 points here.
Yeah.
Less than a minute left of the game here, so.
No, this is good learning experience right here. When you're playing like that, you've got 42 to 50 and you still have 58 seconds left. You can still make a couple of steals and plays like this. So there's two teams that are going to regionals. They're going to.
And we're hoping, yeah. We'll see what happens. They did kind of raise money to get her. So the both teams could go. So we'll see what happens. But
yeah,
been a good year for both of these teams, and hopefully both of them will be able to go on to regionals, and hopefully both of them will be able to go on to state too. We'll see what happens. All right, we're gonna finish up the game here with Rowdy.
Yep.
Over to McGlashan. McGlashan wants to drive in for two, and he's going to be fouled. So that'll send McGlashan to the line for
two.
Yep. As that puts King Cove in the bonus.
Or puts Sam Point in the bonus.
Yep. So every foul now that King Cove gives will be a shot, free throw. No good for a shot up, no good. Which is kind of uncommon from McGlashan. He's pretty good with his free throws. That's what she did. See if he can make the second one here. Second shot is up, and that's no good.
Oh, wow.
That'll be rebounded by Robert. Oh. Thrown away by Logan. Logan's going coast to coast.
Oh,
and no good.
Whoa.
And rebounded by Tyler back to Riley. Riley carries for two. No good. And
oh my.
Rebounded again by Riley. Brennan back to Chase. Back to Brennan. Back to Riley. Riley going to go for three. Oh!
5 point leader.
Oh, nice low.
Oh, my God.
See what they can do here.
He got it again. Scoring fast.
17 seconds left. Riley with a long three.
Oh!
And rebounded by Rowdy, and we got a timeout.
Wow!
That was a good look. Oh, man.
Whew. Oh.
All right, Taylor's going to sit on the, get ready to come in for Sam Point. That's going to send Rowdy to the line again.
Yeah. Wow.
Logan, he don't even look like he's tired.
I know. It's weird for me to see this.
He's a wrestler. He's a cross country. Yep, he's first shot up, no good. Most of these guys on these teams, they play many other sports as Sam Point brings their bench in.
And Brennan, it looks like Brennan's done. He will be.
Definitely brings their bench in, and 10 seconds left. See if Roddy can put the second point up. And that's good.
All right.
So 51-45 with 9 seconds left. And Sam Pointy goes up. Chase with a long three. No good. Rebounded by Robert. No good.
Oh.
And that's your ball game, ladies and gentlemen. So senior night.
Oh.
Last week, King Cove beat the Eagles at their home on senior night. And tonight, the Eagles beat King Cove on their senior night. So,
your final score, ladies and gentlemen, was 51 for your Camford Eagles and 45 for your T-Jacks. Again, we want to thank you for listening to us, and we will be broadcasting the Girls Regional 1A here in King Cove in about another week and a half. So look forward to that. And with that, I will say good night and send it, and happy Valentine's Day, by the way, and send it up back to Virgil. Back to you, Virgil, and good night.
Hi, Chris and Chris. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you, gentlemen, for bringing us such a wonderful match. Looks like the Eagles took the lead in both games today. We had the Lady Eagles and the King Cove Rookies. Today's game, 46 for the Eagles, 45 for the Rookies. And for the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles and the King Cove T-Jacks, excuse me, Eagles, 51. T-Jacks, 45. We go to regionals after these last home games. We'll bring you as much of the games as we can. Luckily, we got them going on right down the road at our sister's house in Sister City. But in the meantime, I'm going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. I do have a wonderful shout-out for a wonderful woman, Miss Shanna Miranda. I hope you've had a wonderful day. Here's some 21 Pilots for Shanna. Started off with the car radio.
Ponder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Sometimes quiet is violent. I find it hard to hide it. My pride is no longer inside. It's on my sleeve, my skin will scream, reminding me of who I killed inside my dream. I hate this car that I'm driving. There's no hiding for me. I'm forced to deal with what I feel. There is no distraction to mask what is real. I could pull the steering wheel. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. Something terrifying, cause this time there's no sound to hide behind. To find over the course of our human existence, one thing consists of consistency, and it's that we're all battling fear. Oh dear, I don't know if we know why we're here. Oh my, too deep, please stop thinking. I liked it better when my car had sound. There are things we can do, but from the things that work, there are only two. And from the two that we choose to do, peace will win and fear will lose. It is faith and this sleep. We need to pick one, please, because faith is to be awake, and to be awake is for us to think, and for us to think is to be alive. And I will try with every rhyme to come across like I am dying to let you know you need to try to think. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence. reminder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts, so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence.
Well, somebody didn't steal my car radio, but somebody did disassemble it in a mere moment. And it's never in return. I got a little boombox. Funny thing is as soon as Shanna turned me on to that song, I had no car radio. Here's an ode to sleep, also by 21 Pilots. Happy Valentine's Day, Shanna.
Soul start leaving, leaving, like an old man's hair receding, receding. I'm bleeding, please, oh please, and my knees repeatedly asking why it's got to be like this. Is this living free? I don't wanna be the one, be the one with the sun's blood on my hands, out to the moon. Take this weapon, fortune, darkness, some see a pen, I see a harpoon.
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I. They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dots, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever. Built for two, only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you. It's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world was built. You took my sadness out of context at the Mariner's apartment complex. I ain't no candle in the wind. I'm the board, the lightning, the thunder, kind of girl who's gonna make you wonder who you are and who you've been. And who I've been is with you on these beaches, your Venice beach, your diehard, your weakness. Maybe I could save you from your sins. So kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus, my, my, my. You found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in. You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll command your boat to meet again. Don't look too far, right where you are, that's where. Took my kindness for weakness. Fucked up, I know that, but Jesus, can a girl just do the best she can? Catch a wave and take in the sweetness. Think about it, the darkness, the deepness, all the things that make me who I am. And who I am is a big time believer. People can change, but you don't have to leave her when everyone's talking. You can make a stand. Cause even in the dark I feel your resistance. You can see my heart burning in the distance. Baby, 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 I'm your own man, yeah. You lose your way, just take my hand.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
Tour. So now I am going to tour, and that's the idea. Yeah.
Well, we're recording this in January, and you're gearing up to get back out on the road like this month. How are you feeling?
How do I, you can see me. I guess they can't see me. Good face for radio.
You look great.
Thanks. So let's try this out. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. I mean, that's like legit,
beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful. I want to go back to the new album, play some more music. I'm speaking with Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. The album is called Five Dice, All Threes. And I want to talk about what I think is my favorite song on the album. It's a song that grabbed me right away the first time I listened through it. And that song is called Hate. And I hear it almost didn't make the record. Why?
Well, some of our advisors, some people were like, oh, like the song, but, you know, maybe weren't comfortable with the sentiment or something like that. I don't actually find that much controversial about that song. I mean, it's obviously like very anti, like, organized religion, but that's one that I can, you know, I will die on that hill, which I think organized religion is probably the root of almost, well, that and money are the root of pretty much all evil in the world, and the human heart is flawed instrument. But anyway, I stand behind the lyrics. It's not all about that.
It's not like preaching hate. That's the thing, right? It's not like it's like, yeah, hate's great. That's not the point of the song.
Yeah, it is not the point of the song.
I'm going to play a little bit of it. This is Bright Eyes on World Cafe.
Every single book I read always had the same ending. You know the bad guys always win. Hate is a language. Hate is a fascination. I hate the way I get through the day. My preoccupations. There's no receipt, no deceit, no paper trail at all. Comes another outlaw song. One hand on a smoking gun and a bullet in the innocent. Don't you know the bad guys always win? Yeah. Don't you know the bad guys always win?
It's a bit of the song Hate from Five Dice All Threes from Bright Eyes. I'm talking to Connor Oberst today on World Cafe. Listening to that song, I was wondering, what role does songwriting play for you when it comes to processing a world that can seem overwhelming or frustrating or chaotic or hopeless or cruel? I could go on.
Yeah.
What role does songwriting play for you there?
I mean, honestly, it's kind of been the one thing that has given me a sense of clarity and, you know, I guess at times purpose, although it doesn't always feel that way. But I think that in general in life, I kind of walk around, I have a lot of scattered ideas. I start my sentences in weird places and end them in weird places. And I feel like I'm a decent communicator, but I kind of jump around. Anyway, writing things down is a way for me to like really nail down my actual thoughts and to clarify them for myself. And so if I can write a song that rings true to me, you know, the theory is that we're not that different, everybody in this world. So if it creates that clarity or that whatever, catharsis, something, understanding, empathy for me, then hopefully that'll transfer to other people with who listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
Am I just explaining? I'm just explaining music.
No, I think it makes sense. We do have one more live performance of a song from the album. It's a song called El Capitan, named after a huge rock formation in Yosemite. And if you're listening, you may know it from the movie Free Solo about the rock climber Alex Honnold, which is about him wanting to climb El Capitan. Have you seen that movie, Connor?
I have not, actually.
Oh, my God.
What's it called?
It's called Free Solo. It's a documentary. Okay. It's the kind of movie where you watch it and it's you want to turn it off the entire time because it's so, like, viscerally frightening watching him climb this rock.
Yeah,
but you can't.
I mean,
you can't turn it off.
Yeah, it's like totally. Yeah, the like the first line. You know, that's true. Like they sleep up in those little hammocks, like attached to the mountain. It's so trippy.
I mean, it sounds
slightly scared of heights, and that's like too much.
Yeah, I get scared if I go up on a ladder, and yet like I'll watch that movie over and over. Because I just like can't believe that someone would do it. So it does. It sounds like you've been to Yosemite yourself. Is that autobiographical? What was it about El Capitan that resonated with you?
Well, that was just kind of a little snapshot. I mean, the song is kind of, I would say, like, end of a relationship kind of song. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. A lot of my songs jump around. They're not very linear. So sometimes when people are like, what's that song about? It's like, it is about that, but it's also about some other things. But that's what's, you know, that's what's fun about it. You can kind of let your mind wander into the words. But yeah, it's the essence of, or the bulk of that song is sort of like, yeah, relationship ending, I guess.
Well, let's hear it. This is Bright Eyes performing El Capitan live for World Cafe.
Standing there watching as they're climbing up El Capitan, reaching for the draw and they're sleeping in the rubber band. You said they look insane and you sighed and you grabbed my hand. You led me deep into the woods till we finally had to double back. Yeah, everything was roses, every night it was baths and wine. Every time you would undress me, I could swear that you were freezing time. I thought that we were twins, we were in love, we shared one mind. Until it turned transparent and blatant and serpentine. So it's time to pay the piper, you gotta be the first in line. They'll ask you to Christie, you're gonna fetch a handsome bride. And in time, they'll decide what was yours and what was mine. And you'll end up in a district looking like the color of the sky. Now you're playing your Nintendo, spun out like a gramophone. Living in a basement, sleeping down there all alone. Then they found you in the morning, hanging from an extension cord. Yeah, the world is on fire, California is a crucible. They're running out of water, they already stole all the gold. You kept kissing me like Judas, your betrayal was apropos. You said I'm washed up and that's what I get for growing old. You gotta pay the piper, you wanna be the first in line. Burning you an effigy, that happens to me all the time. Something kind, in disguise, a canary in the mine. You can't say I didn't warn you, or prepare you for the afterlife. Cause I did warn you, baby B. I did.
live for World Cafe. That was Bright Eyes performing El Capitan. It's a song from their latest album, Five Dice, All Threes. Today, I've been talking to Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes. Connor, thank you so much for being here. I really, really enjoyed talking to you.
Raina, I really enjoyed talking to you.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. You're listening to The World Cafe. Back into your music now with a trio of love songs, starting with Minnie Riperton with some birds on guest vocals. And these birds chirping that you hear in this song, they weren't planned at all. They were recorded accidentally, and they liked them, so they just kept them in. Honestly, it's a pretty good accidental recording. I feel like if you tried to record these birds, you probably wouldn't do as good a job if you're doing it on purpose. Here's Minnie Riperton with Lovin' You. On World Cafe.
Loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. Out of loving you.
The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, doing a cover of Frank Wilson's Do I Love You? Indeed I Do. I want to say thank you again to my guest this hour, Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes, and thanks to Bright Eyes, the whole band, for those live performances we heard this hour. Thanks also to World Cafe senior producer Kimberly Junod for her work on that session. Hat tip to all of our affiliates across the country who bring you this show, including KRWG in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We produce the show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Raina Duris. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by Imaginable Futures, celebrating the hard work, commitment, and achievements of the 1 in 5 college students who are parents. More at imaginablefutures.com. And by Luminescence Foundation, dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases, and supporting land conservation initiatives.